Visiting today with Rich Nelson of Allendale, we've had the grain stocks report come out. So tell us what we saw today.
So as far as grain stocks, we had grain stocks in the small grains summary. As far as the grain stocks report, you know, this number as far as corn, soybeans, and wheat, we did see surprises all around. On the corn side, so this is what's left over at the end of the marketing year, September 1. So old crop is now officially over, and this corrects the previous estimates that USDA had been doing for quite some time. As far as corn stocks on the old crop side, they were estimating in previous reports 1.187 billion bushels. That was corrected to now 1.236 billion. So larger than expected supplies of old crop. And this came despite the fact that in this grain stocks report, there is a lower revision for the 2020 corn harvest. So as far as numbers for us, this was slightly bearish on the corn side. This was clearly bearish for soybeans, though. Previously, USDA had been talking about ending stocks of 175 million bushels for this completed old crop year. That was corrected now to 256 million bushels, so a bit more than we expected to see. And this higher number came from a higher revision to the completed 2020 harvest as well. Now, different than corn and soybeans, for wheat, at least, this was a little positive report. On this report, this is combined with that small grain summary. USDA actually counted, in this case, smaller than expected supplies of U.S. winter wheat production this year, smaller than expected supplies of spring wheat production, and also this first quarter usage number implied by this grain stocks report, much smaller than expected as well. So positive corn or bearish corn, very bearish beans, but it was positive here on the wheat side.
Well, I know, speaking of wheat, that this year's wheat harvest was not as big as expected. What are they saying about that?
And that's certainly the big thing we kind of found out here today. That second report, the twin report that came out today, the small grains summary, this one revises all the small grains production numbers, including wheat. And, you know, for this discussion, I got to say we were a bit surprised. USDA had previously been suggesting 1.697 billion bushels as far as all wheat combined. On this report, we expected a small decline for other spring. Instead, a little surprise for us, USDA cut the winter wheat numbers a bit here. In fact, over 40 million, almost 40 million bushels. They cut the spring wheat numbers a little bit there. So this 2021 crop, which has just been harvested for wheat, quite a bit smaller than expected here.
Now, I know last year we saw a lot smaller stocks, but higher usage. What are we seeing compared to that in this report?
And that's definitely a big question here for us. So, and that really comes to the head when we're looking at the corn side. And in corn side, I mentioned this because we actually had a lower revision to that 2020 corn crop. However, USDA found larger stocks than expected once the year was all said and done. So this implies that fourth quarter usage, especially for that miscellaneous demand category, feed residual, that was a problem. So this does imply, as we're leading into our new crop year for corn and soybeans, which has started, this leads in with a little question of, as far as corn demand. We already know soybean demand these first few weeks of the new crop year are a little poor than we'd like to see. On the wheat side, this doesn't give us any big surprises for what has been seen for demand in recent days or months or weeks, but we'd still have concern about wheat demand in the days ahead. Despite the fact we have small crops around the world, we're just not getting those U.S. export sales here.
How do these particular numbers differ from all the trade guesses that you've heard?
You know, this definitely was a bit of a surprise here. Now, and I got to clarify, for corn and soybeans specifically, because there's so many things going on. We're revising last year's harvest, as well as making estimates on fourth quarter demand, June, July, August. Nobody has any high confidence on these numbers going into this specific report. So the trade was really looking for almost no change on soybean stocks. USDA really jumped them up a bit, 256 million bushels. The trade was expecting a very slight decline, maybe 20 million bushels as far as U.S. wheat or as far as U.S. corn stocks. USDA, in this case, we didn't get that fulfilled. On the wheat side, this was a little bit, in this case, lower than expected due to the production changes. So this was certainly a little surprise on that end here.
What do these particular numbers mean going forward?
This does challenge us a little bit on price. And the main market which this challenges us on is really soybeans specifically here. These numbers, in our viewpoint, can actually get imply anywhere from $11.50 to about $12.10 for November futures. So we're actually looking for a bit lower pricing on soybeans still ahead. Corn prices, we would suggest that, assuming no changes to new crop yields and things like that, we would assume we're probably looking at about a $5.15 trade for December corn. As far as the wheat side of things, this lower production number, this does open up the trade to a little higher pricing. Previously, we suggested maybe 725 for the wintery contracts, Chicago, KC. This probably adds about 20 more cents to that. So this does pick up those ends a little bit here. So overall, we have seen bearish implications for corn and soybeans, a little higher for wheat.
Rich Nelson of Allendale, thank you so much.
Happy to help. Thank you so much.